Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day as the nation prepares for its great national holiday of Thanksgiving, which is a glorious aspect of American tradition, but not everybody thinks so. Should Thanksgiving Day become a day of mourning? We'll be talking to a Native American activist, what is called a First Nations Indigenous Peoples activist, from Boston, which is close to where all the events of the Thanksgiving story occurred. We'll be talking with him about his view of the proper way to celebrate and commemorate this particular holiday. There's also a cause for celebration for a lot of people who want more transparency in government, and particularly transparency concerning the record of a certain former president who also wants to become a future president. We're talking, of course, about President Trump. The Supreme Court of the United States, three of whose nine members were appointed by President Trump, has issued an order that means that the Treasury Department may quickly hand over 6 years of tax records from Trump and some of his companies to the House Ways and Means Committee. Now, is it possible that those papers will get to the House Ways and Means Committee before the leadership of that committee completely reverses? Because, of course, the Republicans, no matter how much they fell short in some of their goals for the midterm elections, they succeeded in winning a House majority. There is now going to be a Republican House majority, a new speaker, and new leadership on the House Ways and Means Committee. So what does that mean for getting hold of these tax records? We will talk about that and more about the state of the eight different Trump investigations and how many of them could actually be settled quickly and maybe not act as so much of a distraction as we approach a new presidential campaign. We're going to be speaking with Andrew McCarthy, former federal prosecutor and a distinguished contributor to Fox News and featured so regularly in the National Review, the magazine for which he writes. There is also all kinds of new background on the Q Club. The shooting that has claimed five people's lives, they have now downscaled the number of people who are seriously injured and hospitalized, some of them still in critical condition. They've downgraded it. It's not 25 anymore. It's now 17. But some stunning revelations about the shooter and how absurd it is that they can't keep guns away from people like this. It turns out that part of the problem, he completely changed his identity a couple of years ago. And he took out his old name, and he took that new name that he has now of Anderson Aldrich, which sounds kind of like a made-up name, doesn't it? His actual name is Brink. And the reasons for his changing his name and switching his identity, we will get to that as well here on the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. And the World Cup continues with all of its excitement. I mean, thrills almost beyond imagining. And it turns out today that for people who like to see upsets, they had an upset in the World Cup that experts say may be the biggest upset in soccer history. I mean, ever. Because mighty Argentina, which was predicted to be one of the final contenders for actually winning a World Cup with its star Lionel Messi. They actually lost today, and they lost to Saudi Arabia, which is kind of makes up, I guess, to some extent, for the team from Qatar, which did not do well yesterday. But this is the way that Saudi Arabia was described with one of its goals. They won by a score of 2-1. And this is, can you imagine if every baseball game was 2-1 or 1-0 and everyone was a pitcher's duel? In any event, here is what one of the goals sounded like as it was called on television in a very excited Arabic. Clip 12. Okay, it's nice to see somebody so happy in this holiday season. If you were just hearing that, you wouldn't necessarily assume it was somebody celebrating a soccer goal. But good for Saudi Arabia. And look, any cause for people to feel more like they are part of the community of nations. And Saudi Arabia, say what you will, and maybe, just maybe, this will loosen them up to cooperate a little bit more with making some more oil available, and making it available to Europe so that they don't have to be so badly punished by what's happening with Russia and Ukraine. But again, the level of joy in that... Jeremy just put a headline on the screen. Saudis celebrate shocking World Cup win by flipping over a woman, setting her on fire. That's actually reported by The Onion, so it probably didn't happen. Can we hear just a little bit more? It just seems like seasonal joy. I do hear at one point he's saying, Allah, Allah, Allah. I mean, obviously they see the role of the Almighty in defeating Argentina in soccer. But this may just be the beginning for the boys from Riyadh, or wherever they're from in Saudi Arabia. Here's it sounded like this again. Okay, this is, they probably will be dancing in the streets and quaffing lots of beer. Oh, I forgot beer's prohibited at the World Cup. So, but there will be reasons for very joyous celebration. And can we wish Mazel Tov to the Saudi team? There is another Arab American commentator who is criticizing the United States. Why? Because of our criticism of human rights in some of the Gulf states. Oh, really? And comparing it to basically American violating rights in terms of use of the word gay. We will get to that and to more on the Trump tax returns and what all of that means coming up on the MedVet Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener's Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately, I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is... you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Just moments ago, the Supreme Court of the United States, yeah, you know those guys, that's Clarence Thomas and the boys, and the women now, and there are a bunch of them. I mean, and again, it is not all conservative Republicans, because three of the appointees, there's the Biden appointee, Ketanji Brown Jackson, and then the two Obama appointees, you have Sonia Sotomayor and Elena Kagan. So it's a collection of people and without dissent, meaning they were unanimous on this. The Supreme Court today denied former President Trump in his efforts to block the release of his tax records to a congressional committee that has sought the information for years. And the court's order means that the Treasury Department may quickly hand over 6 years of tax records from Trump and some of his companies to the House Ways and Means Committee. There were no recorded dissents in the court's order. And it's an order that is supposed to be implemented fairly quickly. What's fascinating to me about this is that I have yet to hear anyone suggest that there is a deep principle involved here that Trump is defending. He is not being asked to go into Mar-a-Lago or go into his personal files or produce any documents. These are documents that are already in the hands of the Treasury Department, and it doesn't really have to touch President Trump or his representatives. They are documents that at least according to the Supreme Court now, verifying what appellate courts had said beforehand, President Trump has an obligation to share this material. The lawmakers have said that they need Trump's tax returns from his time in office to help evaluate the effectiveness of annual presidential audits. Trump has argued that Democratic lawmakers are on a fishing expedition designed to embarrass him politically. Time is not on the side of the Democrats who run the committee. The demands for the records will almost surely expire in January when Republicans take control of the House as a result of the recent midterm elections. The delaying Treasury from providing the requested tax information would leave the committee in Congress as a whole little or no time to complete their legislative work during this Congress, which is quickly approaching its end. So said the general counsel for the House of Representatives, whose name is Douglas N. Letter, in his filing to the court. And part of what is made clear in the Supreme Court's decision in their order seems to me to be pretty unarguable. The Supreme Court generally, writes the Washington Post, has been unreceptive to assertions from Trump, who was again running for president, that he should be allowed to keep records private and that he was immune to investigation while he was in office. The justices in 2020 upheld Congress's right to subpoena that information as long as certain conditions were met. And last year, they declined to block the release of Trump's financial records to New York State investigators. Solicitor General Elizabeth B. Preloger, representing the Biden administration, told the Supreme Court that even if there were political elements to the Congressional Committee's request, the judicial branch should not get involved. Quote, throughout our nation's history, congressional requests for information have been driven by mixed legislative and political motives, she told the court in a filing. But time and time again, the court has rejected attempts to invalidate otherwise appropriate legislative requests based on evidence of additional motives. She said lower courts had all evaluated the committee's request in line with the standards set by the Supreme Court in Trump versus Mazars, the 2020 decision that again sided with Congress in Trump's attempt to block the release of his records. What's fascinating about this, again, is what principle is Trump fighting for here? Because one of the things that has been very clear in most of the president's legal battles is he claims he's upholding some important principle. But I don't know what the principle is in this. The appellate court said that Trump's status as a former president figured in its decision, since all previous presidents going back decades had voluntarily released their tax returns. The request was minimally intrusive. But even if Trump were still president, the court found that the request would not violate the separation of powers. The court also was unmoved by Trump's argument that his tax returns might become public. Quote, congressional investigations sometimes expose the private information of the entities, organizations, and individuals that they investigate, the Supreme Court wrote. This does not make them overly burdensome. It is the nature of the investigative and legislative processes. The court also dismissed concerns that allowing the request would inflame tensions between Congress and the president or the former president. Quote, while it is possible that Congress may attempt to threaten the sitting president with an invasive request after leaving office, every president takes office knowing that he will be subject to the same laws as all other citizens upon leaving office, the court's order said. This is a feature of our democratic republic, not a bug. Okay, so do you think that there will be a prompt? I'm sorry, I'm laughing. It's a silly question. Will there be a prompt response and compliance by the Trump administration with all of this? We will have a chance to speak to Andy McCarthy. The question that I would ask here is, what is gained for the country if people are allowed to run for president and taken seriously and somehow protected from any kind of proper legal investigation regarding their tax returns? In other words, taxes are an obnoxious obligation. And one of the things that people simply didn't know, but they probably should have known when Trump ran for president the first time, is that he had received, and this is actually money he received, a $72.3 million refund check, which at least according to some of the news coverage was the single largest refund in the history of the IRS, and that was because of his money-losing ventures on New Jersey casinos in Atlantic City. The idea that we should know about a president's health, and yes, that is a very big issue with the current president, who is planning, at least it so seems, to run for office. There's a big statement by his former running mate who claimed that she is also sure to be his future running mate. Now, has she gotten an assurance by Biden on that? We will cover those matters. We'll also be speaking, coming right up, to former prosecutor Andrew McCarthy about the now 8 investigations that are going forward concerning President Trump. Does it help him? Really? Or hurt him? We will talk about that coming up.
Entertain your brain.
Oh, it's awesome.
Every day on the Michael Medved Show.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Airports across the United States are jammed Tuesday.
Officials warn this year's Thanksgiving travel season will be the third largest for travel in the last 20 years. This after most restrictions due to the pandemic have been lifted. Airline officials are optimistic that travelers will experience fewer delays as the number of flights have decreased in order to avoid overloads and cancellations. A memorial service is being held Tuesday for one of the victims among the four University of Idaho students brutally murdered. Family members and friends gathered in Mount Vernon, Washington to pay respects for 20-year-old Ethan Chapin. Police haven't recovered the murder weapon and warn the killer is still on the loose. President Biden and the First Lady will be spending their Thanksgiving once again in Massachusetts. This is USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Michael Medved Show, always a great privilege to speak to Andrew McCarthy, a veteran and a very distinguished federal prosecutor. There's no controversy at all about his service for the Department of Justice. He is now a senior fellow at National Review Institute. He's a contributing editor at National Review, the leading source in conservative journalism. Of a legal expertise. He is also somebody who, during his service for the government, was crucial in getting convictions of some of the Al-Qaeda terrorist efforts, which first exploded at the World Trade Center. That was way back in the Clinton administration, 1993, I believe. Andy, a brand new Trump investigation that isn't really brand new, but this means a total of 8 ongoing investigations of the presidential candidate.
Michael, that was the number when I checked about an hour ago. So I really think these are going to proliferate in part because I think the former president is acting recklessly. But also, just, you know, to take him out of the equation for a moment, the history of what's now called special counsel investigations, but what became known to us in Watergate, I guess, as special prosecutor or independent, no, special prosecutor, and then we had the independent counsel statute. They're all iterations of the same idea, but the one commonality, I think, across the board is that these investigations tend to generate new crimes. So it would be surprising if we didn't have more. But I also think, you know, to your point, you know, Trump is a very attractive target to Democrats who have to run for office, especially in, you know, in blue cities and states. And most state prosecutor positions are elected positions. So there's a powerful incentive for any one of these, whether it's state attorneys general or district attorneys or what have you. If they're in elected office, there's a great fundraising and political incentive to them to try to make a case on Trump if they can. And we've seen a number of them do it.
Well, I understand that part of the motivation for Merrick Garland to appoint a special counsel, Jack Smith, to investigate Trump was to consolidate some of these investigations. And he was going to be supervising the investigation of the papers that are allegedly illegally held at Mar-a-Lago, and also be looking at Trump's role in the January 6th riots in the Capitol, if any,
right.
Trump's role, if any. So does that count as when we're counting up eight different investigations, does that at least reduce the eight to seven, because they're both under the supervision now of Special Counsel Smith?
Well, I guess we'll have to see. They're definitely carried as two different investigations. What I'm amused by with all of this is that when they did the search warrant at Trump's estate in Florida in August, I argued that one of the main motivators here for the investigators wanting to get into Trump's premises was that it was likely they were going to come up with documentary stuff that was at least relevant to January 6th. Not necessarily incriminating, but certainly relevant. And when I said that, I got a lot of pushback from people saying, oh, no, this is not at all pretextual. You know, this is a totally separate investigation. The classified information is completely separate. And now, of course, they're so separate that the Attorney General has decided they can be run by the same prosecutor at the same time, which is not separate in my book, or at least in my experience. So, you know, I think those are two separate transactions, but there will be a commonality of relevant evidence between them. And I think, Michael, the Justice Department has already decided that Trump is not criminally liable for the violence of January 6th. But what they're continuing to investigate is whether he is culpable for a conspiracy to obstruct Congress from counting the electoral votes. And their theory on that, and I think the theory is a real stretch, is that at some point the legal theory that he was pushing was so frivolous that it crosses the line into fraud. And I'd be very skeptical of pushing that theory. If fraud is now a felony, I could have indicted five cases a day when I was a federal prosecutor dealing with defense lawyers who came up with some very creative theories. So I don't think that's a road we want to go down. But I, you know, by contrast, I think as far as the documents case is concerned, they think they have that in the bag already.
Okay, if you were to rate the seriousness as a political threat of any of these charges, any of these investigations, what's the one that Trump's attorneys should worry about most?
The documents case, because the charge is serious if they bring it. Espionage Act is very serious. Obstruction is a serious crime. And their theory of obstruction, it looks like they have fairly strong evidence of that. It would be obstruction, for example, of a grand jury investigation to provide the grand jury with false information. Remember, the FBI went to meet with Trump's agents, two lawyers. One was acting as a lawyer. I think one was acting as a documents custodian. But they went down on June 3rd to meet with them, and they were given a package in response. This was all in response to a grand jury subpoena. They were given a package of about 38 documents, and the Trump people told the FBI and the Justice Department, this is all there is. And because this was in lieu of personally showing up at the grand jury to give testimony, they also wanted a statement, an affirmation that basically was for the grand jury that said, we've checked everywhere, we've done a thorough search, and this is all there is. And, of course, now we know there were not only were there over 100 more, but there's good indication that at least somebody must have known that there was over 100 more, or certainly more, at the time that they represented that there wasn't. So, to me, that's the serious case, because those two charges are serious charges, and unlike other things that we've seen up until now, it looks, at least from the public reporting, like the evidence is compelling.
Okay, in terms of there are people out there who are saying that President Trump, in his new announcement of candidacy, used the term victim to describe himself three different times. He is saying that he is victimized here. There is an argument, at least, that all of these investigations and all of the pursuit of Donald Trump, even though he's out of office and he's trying to launch campaign, is only going to increase the level of sympathy and support for him. Do you think there's something to that argument? We will get back to that if we can. Can you hang with us for another segment?
Yes, I'd like to answer that one.
Because that's really the million-dollar question. It's also, you keep reading that the Republican National Committee has been helping to pay Trump's legal bills, but I think now that he is officially a candidate, they're not allowed to do that. And the question would be, who then is paying these legal bills? And then also you've written before about President Biden handling the student loan forgiveness. There is a new announcement about that, and it would be great to get some perspective on this boondoggle from the Biden administration, their student debt relief program with no congressional authorization that I could see of any kind. We will get back to that with Andrew McCarthy from Fox News and National Review coming up on the MedVet Show.
Entertain your brain.
Your show is very entertaining.
Every day on the Michael MedVet Show.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a MedHead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on MedVed History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. MedHead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a MedHead Plus member as soon as you can.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Those who just love investigations of politicians, there's going to be plenty to digest coming up, because starting in January, there will be multiple investigations of Hunter Biden and his business affairs and of President Biden and various aspects of his leadership that will be launched by the new Republican Congress. And there are the ongoing investigations of President Trump in Georgia and in New York City and in New York State and really around the country. I think if we had a life on other planets, they would be investigating Trump too. There are 8 major investigations right now. We're speaking about them with Andrew McCarthy of National Review and a contributor to Fox News. So, Andy, first of all, very simple question. What do you think the chances are that all of these investigations are settled by the time, for instance, we go to the Iowa caucuses, the real beginning of the presidential race in January of 2024? Think they'll all be taken care of?
Well, I mean, the 8 that we probably have now, I doubt all of them would be, but a goodly number maybe. For example, as we're having this conversation, Michael, the Trump Organization is on trial in Manhattan on a tax case, a criminal tax case. So, you know, that'll be settled in 2 or 3 weeks. So some of these matters will be decided. I don't think the big civil case that was brought by the state attorney general in New York on a 220-page complaint, that will take years to work out. But I think we've seen in the last week their real objective on that one was to get a monitor in place over Trump's organization, at least as it does business in New York. So I think some of them are finite enough that they'll be closed, but I expect more, and some of these will take a while to work themselves out.
So, okay, the other question that we'd asked right before the break and that you were interested in responding to is, will these ongoing investigations, and neither time can wither nor custom stale their infinite variety, as Shakespeare wrote, they're a lot. Are they going to end up helping Trump or harming his campaign?
So I love this topic, which all the smart guys bring this out. Rich Lowry and I went around about this on our podcast a couple of days ago from National Review. So, you know, I think, Michael, that if a case that was brought against Trump were in the nature of Russiagate, you know, the collusion narrative that proved to be completely or substantially baseless, then that would be seen by people, rightly, as an abuse of power, and it could redound to his benefit. But I think to the contrary, if the public is convinced that some of these cases, and I'm thinking in particular of the documents case, involve real evidence of real crimes that any person who committed them, like anyone who misleads a grand jury, is going to be prosecuted. No one's going to think that somebody's being singled out for, you know, if there's a black and white lie that's told to a grand jury, they'd go after you, they'd go after me. So, you know, he's not going to get much rhythm out of an argument that he's being singled out for that. And the other thing I would point out to people, this is a little bit of inside baseball, but I don't think much. When the Justice Department writes an indictment, when that eventually happens, they are not going to write a bare-bones statutory, you know, on such and such a day, Trump knowingly and willfully violated, you know, Title 18, Section whatever. They are going to write a narrative indictment that powerfully tells the story of what they expect to be able to back up with evidence. And those could be very convincing reads. You know, the people always say an indictment is only an accusation. It doesn't prove anything. But when you have an indictment that's heavily dependent on documents and other, you know, other evidence that you know you have that you can prove, and you can tell it in a story, those tend to move public opinion, I think.
Who's paying Trump's legal bills now?
Well, I think Trump is paying them, although, you know, there's been some reporting about, you know, some of the financial devices that are under the auspices of the Trump organization. And there are some of these PACs that he's been able to resort to. But I think, as you pointed out a few minutes ago, once you're formally a candidate, there are significant federal law restrictions on what you can use fundraising for. And his ability to have his legal fees either, you know, I know that the Republican National Committee has paid some of them. There's been reporting on that. Not all of them, but some of them. But he has a lot of legal fees, and he's going to have a lot more legal fees. So it's going to be a problem for him. I mean, he's a billionaire. You know, look, I think his, the latest thing I saw was they figure his net worth is $1.3 billion. So, I don't think anybody's going to be singing sad songs for him. And I see that there was reporting a day or two ago that he just closed a big real estate deal with a Saudi outfit and Oman that seems like it's going to be fairly lucrative. So, you know, I don't think you and I will be having to lend Trump any money. I think he'll be all right. But this is this is going to be a problem. It's going to be a lot of legal fees.
And speaking of problems, President Biden has just announced just hours ago that they were going to extend the pause on student loan repayments through June of next year. Is this illegal?
I think extending the pause, there's some statutory authority for. He can't wipe out debt, but they passed in the Clinton years, and then again in the Obama years, they passed some statutes, and these were signed into law, that gave the president discretion to extend and change the terms of payments. What he has never been given, or what the presidency has never been given the authority to do, is to wipe out the debt, which is what he's, you know, ultimately trying to do in the courts.
So he's got a lot of leeway. What's fascinating, I'm sure you've looked at the exit polls for the midterm elections, and there's just a huge preponderance of the vote went to Democrats for people under 30. And there's some speculation that even though the public at large may not have welcomed all of this effort to get help pay off people's student loans, this may have helped Democrats in the election. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting to watch this because people that age are not notoriously a reliable voting bloc, and they do seem to have come out in pretty strong numbers. And this is only anecdotal, but I see with my own son that it seems like the universities take a lot more interest in encouraging students to vote now, including, like, you know, the packages that they get at the beginning of the year that have all the things about that they need to know about the coming quarter or the coming semester. I was quite surprised to see in the packet a vote by mail application, you know, telling them if you're away from home, you have to make sure you take care of this because you got to make sure to vote. So I think they're getting a lot more direction from the academy than they previously got. But of course, I'm only relating my own experience, but it certainly does match up with the trend line here, right? Which seems to be that there's more participation than there used to be from that demographic.
Right. And that demographic makes up for the other demographics. In other words, if you take out the younger voters, the ones under 45, particularly the ones under 30, you have a whole different outcome in this election, in a number of some of the close Senate races, and in terms of who controls the Senate and the level of Republican control in the House. So great to catch up with Andrew McCarthy. You can read his latest material. We have This Week in the Trump Investigations, which is by necessity a long piece. That's posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. And Andy, let me wish you and your family a very happy Thanksgiving. You're not going to be observing a day of mourning in place of Thanksgiving, are you?
I'm going to be observing a day of thanking God that I live in the greatest country in the world, which it still is, no matter what they try to do to it. And I wish you and yours a very happy Thanksgiving.
Amen. And may we all enjoy a day of gratitude, because gratitude is emphatically due. We're going to be talking about some other calls for gratitude. And before we speak to a representative of the North American Indian Cultural Center in Boston, right near where the Thanksgiving events occurred, to launch This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.